There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
This is Steve Dale's Pet
Steve
World.
Steve Dale's Pet World.
Got an issue with Fido or Fluffy? Steve Dale is here to help.
What's up? That felt pretty good, right?
Steve Dale's Pet World.
Oh, okay.
Whether your feline is missing the litter box or your canine doesn't like the mailman, call the show toll-free.
She said toll-free.
At 866-554-PETS.
They've done studies, you know.
That's 866-554-7387.
60% of the time, it works. Every time.
And here's what's happening this summer. More of us are traveling with our pets than ever before. Mostly because we just want them to be with us, but also because of all the airline stuff going on. So if it's a drivable trip, more of us are saying, no, we're not going to fly. We'll hop in the car. We'll take the dog. And let's say your dog thinks that's a good idea. At the very beginning, the keys come out, the dog is happy, but then once the dog jumps in the car, you start the motor, the dog is like, no, I'm not having this anymore. So you have a nervous, anxious, salivating, barking, pacing dog. What do you do? We do have the answer for you. We'll also talk with the Center for Pet Safety. We've done this a couple of years in a row now, where we talk with Lindsay Walco, who's the founder of the not-for-profit whose mission is to ensure that pets travel as safely as possible. And there is a recent study that they've done, and we will talk about that. It's all about keeping our pets safe as well as them actually enjoying the car ride. What are the most popular dog breeds in America? American Kennel Club has yet again come out with their list. What do you think the top dog is? Also, how about the bottom feeder? So there are, registered by the American Kennel Club, there are, can you believe, 190 dog breeds? Can you even name 50 dog breeds, 190 dog breeds? And what do you think, which breed is at the bottom of the list? We'll have that for you, too. Most of all, we are here for you to take your telephone calls. You have questions about your dog or cat's behavior? We are here to help you. 866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387, toll free. So your cat is thinking outside the box, your dog is barking up a tree or barking too much. That's right. That's what I'm here for, to hopefully help you out. Let's go to the phones. On the telephone now is from Tennessee, Richard. Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good. What's up?
I have a cat that every time I fix my mulch and my flower bed and getting it looked good, he goes over there and makes a big litter box out of it all along the mulch.
Hmm. What is he using as the litter box exactly? The mulch itself?
The mulch, yes. Not the flowers or the dirt or anything. It's the mulch. And someone told me to dump citronella, and maybe the citronella would keep him away or keep him out of it.
Maybe.
But it only works for a day or day and a half, 2 days, and then he's right back in it.
Right, or it rains out, and then, you know, you have to start all over. Where did you get this cat from?
It was a stray cat that was sick, and I just took it in and you know, got it fixed, got it healthy, and got it fixed. And
good for you. Have you thought about keeping this cat indoors, period? Then you don't have the problem.
I'm not really a fan of cats and dogs in the house. I take care of a lot of...
Why wouldn't you... Hold on a second. Why wouldn't you be a fan of a cat being in the house? Because you clearly care about cats. So here's what can happen to the cat outside. It can use your neighbor's mulch or garden as a litter box. To me, that's being a rude neighbor. It can kill birds and other wildlife, and that's, like, you know, not necessary. It's sort of not fair to those birdies. In addition to that, for your cat's benefit, can get diseases from other cats. The number one cause of death in indoor-outdoor cats is that big predator called a car that kills cats. Where you are, there could be coyotes, maybe even birds of prey if your cat's a smaller cat. There are lots of things that your cat can get into that your cat shouldn't get into. When it gets cold enough outside, it's what your cat goes under, which could be a car hood. And then someone goes to start their car, and your cat is then no longer alive, perhaps. I mean, there's just so much, and I'm just beginning that list. Much longer list.
I'm kind of a sucker because there's like five or six cats that I've gotten fixed. Every time one wanders up, I take it to the vet, get them fixed, get them shots, get them taken care of. So it's just not one cat that I take care of. I take care of five or six cats, and they come home, eat, hang out, get water.
Yeah.
Listen,
you're a good guy for doing that, and I appreciate that. What you can do is set up mulch somewhere else, maybe, since at least this cat and probably some of the others like mulch. You could set up mulch somewhere else, perhaps, in your garden, and introduce your cat to that place, and hopefully your cat will go there if you make the other place unacceptable. Now, the places have to be kind of fairly close to one another, and also the cat has to know the other place exists. And then the original place that you don't want the cat to go, the citronella, if that works for a few days, that might be enough because your cat's not going to hold his or her legs for 4 days, you know? So having it work for a few days will work. You could also try lemon peel or orange peel. Cats don't like citrus. And by putting enough of that out, if other critters don't eat it up who do like it, then that could do the trick as well. But just make it unacceptable in some way. Another way to do it might be to... I've had people call me and say, we blew up balloons and we put it around that area. Looks very weird and festive. I'm not sure which, to your neighbors. But nevertheless, that might keep the cats away. Putting rocks on it, but I'm not sure that would help your mulch at all. You know, so... Whatever you could do to keep the cats away for a couple of days, if you give them an alternative place to go, maybe they'll then go to that alternative place.
So I tried to put a litter box on the porch. You know, I feed them on the porch.
What did you put inside the litter box?
It just dawned on me. I put litter, but I should put the mulch.
Yeah, maybe. Yep. It seems to be what at least this one cat and maybe the other cats like. So if that's the case, I would do that.
None of the other cats use the mulch. It's just they all go out in the woods, and you can see them using the bathroom in the woods and
right.
And the wood line. It's just this one cat. It's just him that does it. None of the other ones do it.
Yep. I think you're totally on target. That's what I would try first if it were me.
Put the mulch in the litter box.
At a place, you got it. At a place exactly where this cat hangs out. So you know the cat will notice it, and at the same time make the other place that this cat has been using unacceptable. Okay.
Yes. Well, I appreciate it. That makes I think that's going to help me.
I hope it does. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Coming up next, French bulldogs. Where do you think they appeared on the American Kennel Club registration list among the most popular dog breeds? You think they were number 4, number 14, or number 44? That answer and the list, I can't offer the entire list. actually, because there are 190 breeds, but I can offer some of the top 10, and I will also talk about the dogs that finished dead last. Oh no, that's next.
We're always standing by to take your call at 866-554-PETS or email steve@petworldradio.net.
Fluffy, puffy, cuddly, soft, quiet, sweet, curious, luxurious, playful, coy, indifferent, pedigreed, domestic, long hair, short hair, hairless, careless, hot mess, tabby, crabby, calico, companion. There are a lot of words you could use to describe cats. Slow isn't one of them. And because cats are fast, there's Catigo for cats. New flea and tick protection that works at the speed of cats, killing fleas within 6 hours. Some other products kill fleas within 12. Catigo, made for a cat, fast like a cat. Now from your veterinarian and at PetSmart.
Welcome back to the only radio show that carries a little plastic bag so it can pick up after itself. Here's Steve Dale.
Our telephone number is 866-554-PETS, toll free, 866-554-7387. But what do you think the most popular dog breed in America is? I'll give you a hint. It has been now, let me look up to make sure I get this exactly right, 27 consecutive years that this breed has been the top dog in America. I'll start with number five. Number five on the list, Bulldogs. They used to be called the English Bulldog. You know, the big, stocky Bulldog. Number four, the Frenchies, the French Bulldog. Number three, a breed that has been in the top 10 since they've had this list, since they've made it public, the American Kennel Club. And this is only their registration number, so it's not really a complete picture. In fact, the most popular dog probably would never, definitely would never appear on this list. I'll explain why when we get there. But number three, the Golden Retriever. Always in the top 10. Number two, the German Shepherd Dog. And the German Shepherd Dog has been back and forth, bouncing all over the top 10 for years. Sometimes at number two, that's as high as they've gotten, because number one for the past year after year after year, 27 years, Labrador Retriever. Now, the trendiest dog for many, many years, the Havanese. And the Havanese, which is a little dog originally from Cuba, just about went extinct. It just about disappeared, having nothing to do with dogs, having everything to do with politics. And people couldn't afford to have the dogs anymore, and they didn't. And it almost disappeared. They were brought to this country several decades ago and then incorporated to the American Kennel Club. It became, the Havanese did, became an American Kennel Club breed, sometimes called the Silk Dog from Cuba, because they work for a lot of people that have allergies. They are the cutest dogs in the world, come in all these different colors. They were introduced on the AKC chart at number 104 in popularity. And quickly zoomed up, and now for 2 years in a row, the 23rd most popular breed. What do you think the most popular dog in America is? It probably isn't the Labrador. I mean, we don't know for sure, but probably dogs that look like pit bulls turn out to be the all-American dog. And the dog that you look at that dog, truth is, when you do the genetic testing, there's no pit bull in these dogs. They're just mixed breed dogs, but they have that look. You know, the big stocky head, then the wide neck and the jowls. It's what we call a pit bull. But mostly they're not, really. As I said, just mixed breed dogs. And there are more of them than likely Labrador Retrievers, which is the number one purebred dog. Now the question is, what is last on the list? Now, there are 190 American Kennel Club purebred registered dogs. What do you think last on the list is? Well, it turns out to be a breed called the Norwegian London Hund. What? I don't think most of you have heard of that. Well, that's the point. They're at the bottom of the list. But they're a fascinating dog. They were bred originally, get this, to climb rocks to hunt for nesting puffin birds around the Arctic Circle. So they've got a lot of hair to keep them warm. They're a condensed dog to keep them warm. about 20 to 30 pounds, and they have to climb these rocks, right, that were bred to do that. A 90-pound dog is not going to be able to do that. They actually have at least six fully functioning toes and extra paw pads to give them that ability to hold on to the rocks as they climb the rocks. And they could actually look straight up. Most dogs, you hold the treat over that dog, your dog's head, and at some point your dog looks up and the rear end has got to go down. That's one way which we teach sit, because we know the anatomy of most dogs. The head goes up, at some point the rear end goes down. Not these dogs. These dogs can look straight up. They could pivot straight up into the air more than any other dog and more than people can. That is the Norwegian London Hound. For the entire list, check out the American Kennel Club site. That's AKC.org. The Center for Pet Safety has recently conducted a study regarding how to keep our pets safer when we travel. The results of that study you will hear first on this radio show next.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to receive your free, no-obligation brochure from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-928-7007. That's 800-928-7007. Call 800-928-7007 today.
Steve Dale's Pet World, a real pet expert giving advice about real pets. Yeah, we're keeping it real.
It's that time of year. That's a good thing. It's warmer out and more people are traveling than ever before, I believe, with their pets. I mean, we are taking our entire family with us when we go on vacation, whether it be weekend trips or trips much longer if they happen to be in the automobile. And we've got the right person on the phone to talk about safety. That's Lindsay Walco, the founder of the Center for Pet Safety. Hi, Lindsay.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
Well, I'm great. Thank you very much. So first of all, give us the 411 very quickly on the Center for Pet Safety for people who may not know.
Well, we are a research and consumer advocacy organization working like Consumer Reports does in the consumer space. We test products in the consumer interest to ensure that the pet products are safe.
So if someone's hitting the road for, whether it be a long weekend or a true vacation with their entire family, including their four-legged friends, what are the best ways to keep our pets safe? First of all, in the car.
In the car. So the first thing you want to remember is to ensure that you secure your pet in a vehicle when you travel. That will help prevent distraction first and foremost, which can help prevent a crash. And then afterwards, if you want to think a little further down the road that something might happen, we have our CPS-certified products which are actually deemed crash protection devices. We actually do crash testing to ensure that these products will hold up under extreme forces.
So when you watch those TV commercials and they say, our car was crash tested, and you see the car being crash tested with a dummy inside the car, the same sort of thing is what you do for companion animals to test products?
Yes, we actually have a series of crash test dogs, different sizes, different weights, that we use to simulate your own pet. And we test products that are manufactured and marketed to pet owners as crash tested, or we work with manufacturers from time to time that want to get to that level. So we do a lot of knowledge sharing with brands. But, yeah, that's exactly what we do. We go to a test lab and we crash products and see how they hold up.
All right, so let's go through it quickly. Car seats, a good idea, or dog seats, if you will. A good idea for dogs?
The ones that raise them up, it's not the problem that we have them raised up. It's the way that they're restrained. So we want you to use a crash protection harness in conjunction with that the seat itself. We have carriers that are available as well, which are also classified by some as seats. They're full containment, so they surround your pet. And we just had a new one certified, the Gen 7 Commuter. So that's going to be a new exciting addition to our lineup here. But, yeah, they're all the ones that are on our website under CPS certified are all deemed safe and crash tested.
What about seat belts for pets?
The harnesses are actually a good option from a value perspective. They're not as expensive as some of the other tools that are available. But you do have to acclimate your pet. And being a behaviorist, you understand how, you know, the training part of that goes. You can't just throw a harness on your dog and expect him to understand. You have to train them.
Yeah, and you do that without going anywhere at first, friends. You know, so you actually give your dog food and literally hand your dog food as you put on the harness. And don't even start the car. Don't go anywhere. Make it a good, fun experience. And then begin to go places, but don't go far. Just pull out of the driveway and come back. And then feed your dog afterwards. And your dog, oh, I'm here. I'm in this place. And now I get fed and associates the food with it. And there are products like Adaptil, which is a copy of a pheromone that helps dogs feel more comfortable in their own environment. If you have a cat, Feel-Away is a similar product. Those things I talk about all the time. So let's get back to the travel itself. What about, and this is something that drives me crazy, it's even illegal in places, but people do it, the dog is in the front seat.
Ah, bad idea. Very, very bad idea. We don't think about, you know, you don't think about that the dog could actually be hit by an airbag because you don't want to think about worst-case scenario. But that's what happens from time to time. That's why they don't allow children in the front seat until they're a certain age. So, yeah, we want the pets to sit in the back seat. We do not want them to distract you while you're driving. And that's mission critical for you when you're traveling with your family.
All right. So we only have like 30 seconds left. What would be the one tip or one piece of news that you all at the Center for Pet Safety might communicate?
We want you to restrain your pets during travel. That is the number one thing, because that's going to keep you and your pets as safe as possible during your travel. Look to CPS-certified products. They are manufacturers have agreed to very strict guidelines to ensure the safety of those products in your interest. So that's the best option we have right now.
All right, centerforpetsafety.org. Lindsay Walco, it is always great to talk to you.
Good to talk to you today, Steve. Thanks so much.
Okay, thank you. And if you're traveling, remember, dog flu is everywhere. So talk to your veterinarian before you go wherever you're going. And also, if your dog hasn't had the flu vaccine, understand there are really two shots involved. A first one, then 3 weeks later, a booster. Your phone calls next, 866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387.
Shop Lowe's Memorial Day Savings for great deals to update your home inside and out. Refresh your walls or renew your deck with $10 to $40 off select paint, primer, and stains. And if you've been craving new appliances, get up to 40% off appliance special values on some of the best brands in the business. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Paint offer valid through 5/30 and via rebate. Appliance offer valid through 6/6. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
BizTalk News wants to feature your business as part of our discovery feature, which highlights businesses that are not yet known nationally, but offer products or services that benefit BizTV viewers. Available in over 40 markets on broadcast TV and online via BizTVClub.com. BizTV wants to help get the word out about your business. If you're interested in having your business featured on a future episode of BizTalk Discovery, email us at discovery@BizTV.com.
BizTalk Radio. BizTalk Radio.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Smarter than your average bear, and not as grouchy. Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
Our telephone number is 866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387. Jim, you are in Tennessee. You are on the radio as we speak. How are you?
I'm good, and I am still in Tennessee. I heard your show the other day for the first time, and intrigued by the idea that it's a behavioral spin on pets. Here's my question.
Yeah.
I have a 5-pound Shih Tzu poodle mix.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful dog. But you pick him up or just walk over and pet him, and he growls like he's going to bite your leg off. He's never done anything. He will not bite. I can take food out of his mouth. I wouldn't do it on a regular basis, but he still growls. Mm-hmm. I'm just curious on your take on what the heck's going on there.
Where did you get the dog from?
Bought him. My wife found him. I don't think it was a pet mill. I would hope that it wasn't.
Did he have him ever since he was a puppy?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Has he always done this?
Pretty much, yes.
How old is he now?
He is about 4 and a half.
Okay. So he's a younger dog, and the reason why I asked that question and the question is he always done this is, and this is not for you, it's for everybody else. Anytime you see a change in a pet's behavior, I think medical first very often. And in addition to that, if it were an older dog, I would even more so think medical because it could be that the dog doesn't want you petting him because it hurts or picking up because it hurts. That probably is not the case here because this is not a change in behavior. It's something the dog has always done.
Right.
You know, the way we... So you've got a very small dog. So imagine this. Are you a basketball fan?
Basketball, no. Football, yes.
Okay. Football will work, I think. Imagine the biggest football player you can think of. All right?
Okay.
Could be a linebacker. I don't know. Biggest player you could think of. And now quadruple the size of that player.
Okay.
And you get a knock on the door, and this guy is knocking on the door who's about, then, if we're quadrupling the size, about 20 feet high, like a giraffe, but weighs like four times as much as your average giraffe. That's a pretty big guy, right?
Yeah, right.
And the guy reaches down to or over across to shake your hand. I would run in the other direction. This is what your dog is kind of doing, but your dog can't run in the other direction. So it's conceivable that you reaching over the dog to either pick up the dog or just benignly pet the dog is somehow scary to the dog. I'm not saying that's the case, but I am saying that may be the case. So what I would try to do, be just interesting to do, is to sit down on the floor, not say anything, wait till your dog comes to you, pet the dog. And I bet, especially if you go not over the head, when you, and this is a good thing to teach kids, by the way. Kids will want to, just being kids, they don't know unless they're told, they will reach over the dog's head and pet the dog that way. That's intimidating to a dog, at least a lot of dogs. They learn to deal with it and learn it doesn't mean anything in most cases. But if you go to the side of the dog or toward the rear, not at the rear end, but toward the rear, less intimidating to a dog. So I wonder if you pet the dog that way. So dogs will respond if they're intimidated in one of two ways. One is exactly what you describe. Another way is some dogs will pee on the floor because they get so intimidated. And it's hard to describe. It's not like they're thinking on a daily basis and thinking, oh, my gosh, I'm afraid of this person. It kind of just happens. You know, so the response could either be pee on the floor at simultaneously, tail between the legs, ears down. The dog is just looking fearful. It's called submissive urination. Or exactly what you described. Some dogs will go, and they don't like it. They deal with it. They know you don't mean any harm. So it's hard to, it's really hard to articulate because we're not dogs and we don't understand their feelings. And I don't say that I do. But I do say that studies have been done, and this shows what happens. So if you sit on the floor, I'm betting you, and I would love it if you call back, problem solved. Now, you'd have to sit on the floor all the time to go pick up your dog or to pet your dog. So what we can do is use, if you wanted to do so, positive reinforcement training. So you give your dog a treat and then cup your dog like you're going to pick up your dog, but don't. Give your dog a treat. Same thing, give your dog a treat, same thing, and then just walk away after you do it. And then maybe pick up your dog an inch off the ground, not even, and give your dog a treat as you do it. Give your dog a treat, give your dog a treat as you do it over and over. And then eventually you're reaching over to pick up your dog, and your dog is like, wow, I get a treat every time he comes by and wants to pick me up. You know, and you'll be able to train your dog out of it, if you will. And using positive reinforcement can be an amazing thing, and this is one way in which it can work.
Okay.
You get all that?
Yeah, so, I will try that. I just wind up with a fat dog.
No, so here's what we do so you don't end up with a fat dog. I don't want you to end up with a fat dog. You just do it for, I don't know, a couple of weeks. You should be able to solve the problem, first of all.
Okay.
And
okay.
As you do it, as you go, and I'm glad you brought that up, as you go along in this, so you give the dog a treat, you put your dog over, you put your arms over the dog as if you're going to pick up your dog, but you do not, and you're giving your dog a treat. You do that again over and over and over, but you use little pieces of something. So you break off little pieces of Vitabone, something soft and chewy that the dog instantly doesn't have to chew on for 5 minutes. Instantly gets, you know, so a little piece of whatever it is that your dog really will like. It could be low fat, low salt lunch meat, whatever it is. And you do it over and over and over and over, but your dog's going to get the idea, and then you're actually picking up your dog an inch or two off the ground, and at that point you could tail back, you know, it's like a treat every other time, a treat every third time. And in 2 weeks you've got all this done anyway, so.
Okay.
All right?
I will try that, and I will call you back and let you know how
it went. I love it. All right. Thank you very much. Thank you. I hope you like me. Like me on Facebook. Easy enough to do. I assume you're on Facebook. If you're not, then forget the whole thing. But if you're on Facebook, then look for my fan pages under Pages and type in my name, Steve Dale, and you could read all my blog posts that way. Our email question of the week coming up next, you can email me, Steve at PetWorldRadio.net. This question is about, a listener who believes she knows how to speak cat. We'll see next.
We're always standing by to take your call at 866-554-PETS or email steve at petworldradio.net.
It's flu season, and in addition to protecting yourself and your family from the flu, you also need to protect your dog. Like human flu, both strains of canine flu are highly contagious and can cause runny nose and eyes, cough, fever, pneumonia, and in rare cases, even death. Don't worry, a new vaccine covers both strains of canine influenza. That means better protection for half the injections. Don't wait, vaccinate. Contact your veterinarian or visit doginfluenza.com to learn more.
Catago for Cats presents A Quick Joke from a Cat.
Why did the cat run from the tree?
Because he was afraid of the bark. Now I'll tell it so dogs can understand. Why did the cat run?
Cats are fast. That's why they need Catago. Flea and tick control made just for them. Killing fleas within 6 hours. Some other products kill fleas within 12.
I'm not saying dogs are slow, but yes, I am.
Catago. Made for a cat? Fast like a cat. Now from your veterinarian and at PetSmart.
Tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding, wildfires. It's a dangerous time of year. Planning ahead and having your pets microchipped could save their lives. Help protect your pets by visiting the veterinarian before storm season gets underway for a simple and inexpensive procedure to implant a microchip. Then your pet's microchip number and your contact information must be enrolled in a national secure recovery database such as Home Again. Safety for your pets and security for you. Please visit homeagain.com.
Big brown eyes, silky white fur, a friendly lick to welcome you home. And what's that you say? Fleas? Ticks? Time to take your pet to the vet and visit the Companion Animal Parasite Council website at petsandparasites.org for more tips on staying healthy and keeping your pet free from parasites. That's petsandparasites.org.
The only radio show for the whole family that often advises using toys with feathers.
I miss my little kitty cat.
Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
Coming up next week will be, I'm equal opportunity. I ought to be. So we've talked about, and we'll continue to talk about this week, traveling safely with your dog in your car. Next week, guess what? We're talking about traveling safely with your cats in your car. Also, some sort of common sense ideas about keeping cats safe over the course of the summer. But I say common sense ideas, but yet every year I have to report on this stuff. One thing I report on every year, dogs locked in hot cars and dogs succumbing to heat stroke as a result of that. You'd think common sense, right? But I keep reporting on that. Drives me crazy. All of that next week, as always, your telephone calls 866-554-PETS, and your email as well.
The Pet Health Minute, brought to you by the maker of NexGard.
When spring comes, we start saying goodbye to snow, and that means we need to make sure we're using good flea and tick protection. The southern states are typically where you're going to see more fleas because they have warmer weather year-round, and they also have more humidity. And for flea eggs to develop through the life stages into an adult flea, humidity is really important, so the conditions are really the best in the southern states. That doesn't mean if you live further north or in a dry climate, you're off the hook. There are places where you might not expect fleas to thrive, but they will find a way. Your best course of action is to talk with your veterinarian about an appropriate flea product to keep your pet protected. That's today's Pet Health Minute.
Protect your dog with the vet's number one choice, NexGard, a Foxaloner. Reported side effects include vomiting, itching, diarrhea, lethargy, and lack of appetite. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures. See your veterinarian, visit NexGardForDogs.com, or call 888-637-4251 for full prescribing information.
Great simple words.
You got mail.
Woohoo!
You can always email your questions to steve@petworldradio.net.
So, came home one night, my husband and I sat down for dinner, writes listener Mary from Illinois. Well, as we did so, we imitated our cat Snowball's meows, as we often do. So that's what they do at dinner. For the first time, Snowball, who's about 16, suddenly bit me on the arm. She was really aggressive. I wonder what I said when I told her what I told her in my meow language. I told my husband if she attacks me again, she has to see the veterinarian. Snowball hates going to the vet. Hasn't been there in 3 years. So what do I do about this problem? Well, a couple things here. First of all, anytime there's a change in any pet's behavior, definitely, you're right, a veterinary visit is recommended. I'm not sure what you said when you said meow to your cat in cat language that offended your cat. And I'm not sure it's anything you said. Cats are more likely to respond to the way we smell. So I kind of wonder where your husband was. Was he with another cat? Where was he that your cat did this? It could have been the meow, but more likely the cat's smell. To me, there are lots of things that could be checked out with an older cat. Hyperthyroid disease is at the top of my list, just off the top of my head. But it could be any number of medical problems that prompted this, but it may not be anything medical at all. But not seeing a veterinarian for 3 years for a cat that age is like, I don't know, an 80-year-old person not seeing the doctor for 6 or 7 or 8 years. Probably not a good idea, right? I think you'd agree with that. The problem is that 80-year-old person doesn't want to go to the doctor, and your cat doesn't want to go to the veterinarian. So there are a couple choices. One is to get a veterinarian that comes into your home. Another is to think about this initiative that I'm involved in called Fear Free. And Fear Free is a way in which veterinary professionals, but also dog trainers, dog groomers, anyone that works in the pet world thinks about companion animals. Rather than forcing our dogs and cats to do things, we want to encourage them to do things. Is it possible to encourage a 16-year-old cat who hates the carrier, hates the car ride, and really hates the veterinarian to change the opinion about all that? Well, it is. And Fear Free Happy Homes is a website that I encourage you to go to. But most importantly, there is something going on potentially with your cat. And even if that is not the case, a cat who's 16 years old, not seeing a veterinarian for over 3 years, is never a good idea. I hope I answered your question, and all of you can email me, steve@petworldradio.net. So we talked about travel safety, how to make life safer for our dogs traveling in cars. But what if the dog is anxious, upset, nervous about traveling in a car? We have the solution. That's next.
Your calls are always welcome on Steve Dale's Pet World. Dial us up at 866-554-PETS. AI.
Reason number 12 why you should own a ThermoSpa's hot tub? They require no attachment to your home's plumbing. Thanks to the ThermoSpa's unique built-in thermofiltration system that filters the water an incredible 144 times a day, you simply fill it with a garden hose and your water stays crystal clear with very little maintenance. Call to receive a free DVD and brochure and find out how you can own a ThermoSpa's hot tub for only a few dollars a day. Right now, they're offering 0% APR financing with approved credit and a $1,000 savings coupon, including free delivery, free chemicals, and a cash discount. And with models starting at $4,995, there will never be a better time to own a ThermoSpa's hot tub. So call now and ask about this limited time offer. Call ThermoSpa's today at 800-956-7183 for your free DVD and brochure. That's 800-956-7183. ThermoSpa's, hot tubs designed to improve your life. Call 800-956-7183 today to take advantage of 0% APR financing.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Officially sanctioned by the American Veterinary Medical Association.
This is Vets on Pets.
That's where Steve talks to the vets about your pets.
Don't worry, this won't hurt a bit.
It is that time of year where more of us travel than ever before, and more than ever before, for a couple of reasons. We're taking our four-legged friends with us. Most often it's the dog, but the dog maybe hasn't gotten the memo on this. Dr. Todd McCracken is the Veterinary Services Officer at SIVA Animal Health. Hello, Dr. McCracken.
Oh, good morning. How are you?
I'm okay.
Good.
So is that the case? I mean, we think that keys come out and the dog gets all excited, dog jumps in the car, and the dogs always like to travel. Though that's a lot of dogs, that doesn't account for all dogs, does it?
No, absolutely not. I think there are a large number of dogs that are out there that they experience a degree of fear, anxiety, and stress associated with travel. It's something new. It's something they're not doing very frequently. And it's something that, again, we need to be cognizant of. A lot of times we want to have our pet with us, but not sometimes the pet doesn't always want to, again, be on that car ride or go to those differing places.
So how do we help our dogs?
Well, I think the first thing you need to make sure you take your veterinarian to take your pet to the veterinarian to perform a complete physical examination, make sure their preventive care is up to date, and maybe even get a health certificate if you're going to be crossing state lines, things of that nature. But then again, the other main thing is get them acclimated to the environment. Let them sit in the car without it running. Make sure they feel comfortable with that. Make sure you provide a safe traveling environment. And then the other thing that we can certainly do is provide them with pheromone therapy, either with Adaptil in the form of a collar that they can wear. Again, trying to provide some calming effect for those pets. It does come in a spray as well that you can spray their bedding or car seats, what have you. So there's a lot of things that we can do as pet owners to try and reduce that fear, anxiety, and stress.
So is it a good idea to use the Adaptil you're talking about to lower the anxiety, but have the dog in the car and just drive down pretty much the driveway and then feed your dog in the car? You're going nowhere, but you want to associate something good with the car ride.
Yeah, absolutely. My dog has a tremendous amount of transportation anxiety, and the way that we actually did that was the procedure that you're talking about is desensitization and counter conditioning. Lower that amount. You're not going to take a long car ride initially. You're going to set them in the car. You're going to take them for a walk around the car just so they're acclimated to that. That's something that's very common in their environment. But as you said, providing them constant treats where they associate that activity with a good result. So again, just like you were talking about, placing them in the car, driving the car from the front of the driveway to the end of the driveway, maybe taking a drive around the block. Just, again, setting those parameters slowly going upward so they become acclimated to that process.
So what I once advised was for a dog that happened to be a Labrador but was really anxious about car rides. I mean, we just love the idea of going in the car, but once in the car would hypersalivate and cry and whine and bark and was clearly stressed. So the Adaptil collar that you mentioned, that's a copy of a pheromone that helps dogs to feel more comfortable in their own environment. But we also did this with a partner. That person took a tennis ball with the partner on the other side, threw the tennis ball through the back seat of the car, and the dog would jump through the back seat of the car to get the ball, then run back and forth. It was the best game invented for this particular dog.
Absolutely. And again, you want to make sure that you're giving them things to do, food puzzles, putting treats inside a Kong toy so they're focused on that activity rather than a car ride. Again, giving them things that are familiar to their environment, their blanket, their cuddle toys, whatever it is. So again, we're trying to make it as pleasant a process as possible, just like you were talking about with the games. Again, associating that car ride with a very positive experience. So absolutely, that's something that we want to make sure that we're doing.
I'm guilty. So we mentioned Adaptil, I think, four times and didn't really explain what it is.
Well, Adaptil is actually a mammary chain pheromone. It's a chemical communication system. It's actually a synthetic copy of the mammary chain pheromone that their mother was exuding when they were puppies. So again, when they were puppies, it provided that very calming experience. By providing that synthetic copy of that pheromone, we provide those same chemical signals. So it does come in a collar where, again, it basically has 30 days of consistent production of that pheromone. Sprays, which you can use on bedding, towels, car seats, those type of things. And then it also comes in a diffuser. Obviously, we wouldn't use the diffuser in the car, but we'd plug that into one of the outlets in our home to provide that constant infusion of the pheromones around their environment to reduce fear, anxiety, and stress.
And sometimes, and this gets too complicated for us to go into detail here, but car rides actually do make some dogs sick. Is it the motion of the car ride? It might be. Is it the anxiety of the being in the car? It might be. Is it the anxiety caused by the fact that the dogs know they're going to get sick? So sometimes a motion sickness drug prescribed by your veterinarian, don't just do it yourself over the counter, that's important, I think, is also a part of the solution. Dr. McCracken, thank you.
Thank you.
Next week, travel safety for your cat.
This is a Ricky Ricardo production.
Be good to your pets. They'll be good to you. We'll talk to you next time.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
BizTalk Radio.